The future isn't looking so bright right now for some of the world's biggest social media companies. Facebook's stock took a major dive last Thursday, dropping 19% after saying it expected slower growth. Twitter stock also fell around 20% after it reported negative user growth on Friday. Obviously, this is a problem for these companies, but it also raises questions about the entire internet advertising industry, which is to say the entire advertising industry. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us from New York. Hi, Derek.
Hello, Jeremy.
So let's start with these companies first. They are, you know, very big social media companies. We talk about them all the time. How much are they actually hurting based on what's happened in the last week?
Well, they're hurting to the extent that two companies with more than 2 billion users worldwide, worth more than $500 billion in market cap, can be hurting. Yes, they are hurting. When your stock declines by 20% in a day, I think that qualifies under the financial definition of hurting. It was a terrible week for these companies. And for Facebook in particular, it's worth just spending one more moment on this. Facebook suffered the worst single-day drop in market cap of any company in American history.
One of the reasons that Facebook is dealing with a loss of users is that they are, you know, dumping fake users. Twitter's doing that. They're dealing with people who post offensive content, which is something that everyone has been telling them to do. But it sounds like Wall Street is punishing them in part for that.
I'm really happy that you framed it like that, because what has happened in the last few days is, one, Twitter purged its platform of fake accounts and its value dropped. And then two, Facebook announced that it's going to crack down on privacy concerns and ramp up on monitoring abuse and harmful propaganda, and its value dropped. So in both cases, the companies are essentially saying, we're going to spend more on removing junk. And investors said, goodbye. And this tells me a few things. Like, one, part of Twitter and Facebook's market value was, you have to say, built on junk. There's no getting around that point. These social media companies were more valuable when they were protecting the illusion of transparency and the illusion of quality rather than the actual thing. Number two, the stock market is officially a bet on the future earnings potential of its companies. And here you have investors saying, we don't want to be a part of these two companies that are in the process of cleaning themselves up. And that just tells me something very fundamental and depressing about the social media advertising world, which is that the very effort to clean it up is now being explicitly punished.
And when you say the social media advertising world, at this point, how big is that world? How important are Twitter and Facebook to the entire advertising industry?
The truth is that Twitter is not that important to the entire digital advertising world. And when I said social media advertising world, what I should have said was Facebook, because Facebook is the monolith of social media advertising, especially when you include all of its sub-kingdoms. You've got Facebook. They also own Instagram. They also own WhatsApp. Facebook and Google have for many years been called the duopoly. That is, the two giants that control digital advertising. I think right now they control about 60% of all digital advertising. And a year ago, they accounted for over 90% of the growth in digital advertising. So for every dollar that's going toward advertising on apps and on desktop and on mobile, over 90 cents of that dollar are going to two companies. You also have Amazon sort of coming up the rear to maybe turn the duopoly into a triumvirate. But you basically have the entire advertising industry extremely reliant on the business model of a handful of companies, and it's a big deal when one of those companies has such a terrible day, in fact, the worst trading day in the history of U.S. stock markets.
Well, and if you're trying to advertise, digital advertising is where it's at, because you can figure out much more precisely who you are targeting and what they've been doing and what their interests are, and you have a higher likelihood of them actually buying your product. So what does it mean for advertising and media overall if growth is stalling at Facebook?
Yeah, it's a really interesting question. So I like to think about it historically. Facebook underwent a huge shift around the time of its IPO. There was a huge concern that Facebook had built a business model around desktop, and then all these users were switching to mobile phones. They had to build a mobile business. And now they have a mobile advertising business that is the envy of the world, or at least the entire world except for Google. Now it's undergoing another shift, and that shift is from news feeds, those familiar waterfalls of content that you see on your phone and on your desktop when you go to Facebook.com, from news feeds to stories, those little mini movies you see on Snapchat or on Instagram. As younger users essentially shift from feeds to stories, Facebook has to again shift its advertising business model from a vertical waterfall to a more horizontal stream or film. And as it tries to figure that out, I think its earnings are going to suffer a little bit. But again, the reason that I'm not entirely bearish on Facebook's future is that, you know what company dominates the social media world when it comes to stories? It's Instagram, which is owned by Facebook. Right. So these users are, it's like, you know, people in the U.S. moving from New York to Texas. It doesn't mean the U.S. population is declining. It just means the population is shifting.
Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Derek, thank you.
Thank you.